Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Newsline is a tool that you can use. If you need a little cash, the ATM can talk back. Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Anything is possible and everything's accessible. Accessible technology. You want to learn? Go take a class. Don't matter if it's English or it's math. Technology just needs to be.
You're welcome. Welcome. Okay. So we're going to have our next panel come up. Andy, are you in the room, honey? Wonderful. So Andy's going to come up, and our panel will be Andy. Matt, can you come up? Or are you going to do it from back there? Huh? Okay. So this panel is all about AI, and I asked Tony if he could give you a brief understanding of how it started, where we are, and then you're going to learn about where we're going. So Tony's going to do that and Copilot for us on Windows. Andy is going to do a few, see if I have my notes here. Andy, what are you doing? ChatGPT, and wait a minute. Here we are. Here we go. Here it is. Andy, Claude, PI, Perplexity, and ChatGPT. So Tony's doing that, and then Mac is going to have an infomercial about his Ray-Ban glasses there. And how to give you his coins and see if you can win them. And then we're going to have an open discussion. You're good at open discussions. You've done very well so far. I expect it to continue. Okay. Just give us a chance to get everybody set up. That's right. You gave me a gavel. I didn't even have to use it. She gave me the gavel. And I don't even have to use it.
Hello, 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 hello.
Linda, we could have had a fit break here.
A fit break.
Matt, yeah. Put on some music, like a 3-minute music of some crazy thing. How about Jump? Oh.
Search page 3 of 4. Dot.
Spring. Dump feedback. Flawed.
Okay. Of course, yeah, so I deliberately don't have it up there now, but yeah. Okay.
Are you gonna play some music or no? Oh, man. Yes. Here, right? Can Rick have one of them?
Well, I have it here for my music.
So since we have some free time, and since Linda is always good at putting her national rep on the spot, we'll give Patty Chang the floor to talk to us. Here you go, Patty.
Wow.
Whatever your little heart desires, how wonderful it is to work with Linda.
That is actually true. I love to work with Linda. That is true. If you're ready, all right.
Okay. Tony, are you ready? Okay. So our first presenter was our previous presenter because he didn't want to move from his seat. He loved sitting next to me. Don't tell his wife. Is Jocelyn in the room? Okay, good. All right. In any event, Tony is going to be speaking to us about how we got to be here with AI. I heard about this in 2010. Is Jimmy Burns in this room? Okay. Jimmy Burns and I were part of a Train the Trainers program under DeWitt when Rick was one of the teachers there. And another teacher, Joe Adamo, said to me at that time, 2010, Jane, be aware, AI is coming and it's going to know everything about you. And I'm like, okay, it's never going to happen. 14 years later, here we are. So Tony's going to give us a little input about how we got here. And then he's going to show us Copilot in Windows.
Very good. Here we go. Hello again. AI has been around actually a lot longer than what some of you guys might think. Spell checker is actually AI. Spell checking is actually AI. And it just went on from there. It's gone so far, it's like beyond me big time. It's just too vast and too crazy now. I can't keep up. I keep it basic to what I can use it for, some fun stuff. But I have a friend who has been using it to help him code software. He creates his own software. It's helped him come out with trouble that he had with software that wasn't working. He would fix it by creating code using AI. There is now AI to help us in just about every aspect of life, including mobility for the blind. Now they have a device called the Glide. I'm sure some of you have heard of it. There's a company called Glidance. If you go to Glidance.io, it's their website. You could watch some great videos that are audio described, walking you through some demos of guys using this device. It's a device that has a handle. It's on 2 7-inch wheels and has a base that has sensors, computer technology in it, AI, cameras, and sensors. And as you walk, it will guide you around things. So picture a guide dog, but with two wheels. It will walk around overhead items. It will find specific items for you, like steps. You'll have an app that you will incorporate with it. So using AI, using an app, using the sensors and the cameras, it will take you, depending on how things are mapped out, especially indoors. Next year, hopefully I'll have one, and I'm on the list to get one. I'll be able to walk into this hotel, and it will take me straight to the front desk. And as soon as I'm done checking in, I will, through the app or through a command, tell it to take me to find the elevator. It will scan the room, find the elevator, take me right to it. It's not motorized, so it will not pull you. You push it, and it just steers you around things. It's amazing. It does have a brake, though. So if you're approaching a cliff, it will stop before you fall off the cliff or steps. It will take you to steps and tell you up or down steps. It will take you to things and read things to you. They're increasing the capability more and more each day. By the time I get it in September of 25, is when it will be released. It will have all kinds of new technology built into it that I'm really excited to do. So that's how they're using AI, guys. This is how AI is being used now. AI is being used soon. One day you'll have a computer where you won't need a keyboard. It'll be just a total assistant for you, an office assistant, where you won't have to type a thing or do anything like that. Just everything will be just talking conversationally to a device that will do the things that you want it to do. So with that, and look into ChatGPT and AI, because there are a lot of things you can do if you have creative juices and you want to be able to create documents professionally without much effort. You want to edit documents, you want to edit pictures, videos. It's limitless what you can do now with it. So you need to go out and investigate and see how it will fit in your life. So I'm using it I'm using a feature that's added to Windows 11. If you update your Windows to the latest version, you'll have this on your computer. It's called Copilot. And the way you access it is from your taskbar. You just tab until you hear Copilot and you double tap. Or you click or hit enter, whatever. And it will open up the Copilot app. But what you might want to do first is open your Edge browser, go to copilot.microsoft.com, and sign up. If you have a Google account or a Microsoft account, sign up, because if you sign up, now you have the ability to save your conversations and save the history of your chats that you had with your AI. And it will know you by name, and it will, you know, talk to you conversationally just like you will hear soon. So I am using this Copilot. There is a free version and there is a paid version. And I really was wanting to demo the some of the features, but they are part of the paid version that you get if you have Office 365. These features include things like organizing your email for you, reading your email for you, creating message rules for you, okay? Creating appointments for you in your calendar, or finding emails. You know how much spam I get? I get, and everybody does. I have to be on it every day. If not, it'll be out of control, and I'll never find anything. But if you're using Outlook and you have this paid version for Outlook 365, you could say, find that message for me regarding the agenda for the state convention. It will find it for you and open it for you. And you could even tell it, join the meeting that's in this email, and it will do that for you. There's all kinds of things you'll be able to do in Teams. You can save conversations. It will take transcripts. If you can't make it to a meeting, you're late and you can't make it, you can set it up to attend that meeting for you, take all the pertinent notes, organize it for you in a nice, neat document, and have it ready for you when you get home. You didn't miss a thing. So it's amazing. It'll format documents for you. Yes. Oh, in Microsoft Word, I haven't even gotten into what it can do for you in Microsoft Word. One demo I saw, a person said, find me a recipe for chicken up francaise and create a document with the directions. Boom. Highlight this part in red. Boom. Things like that. So it is amazing. And if you know, like I said, if you're a person that does a lot of writing and your job requires a lot of writing, if you're an accountant and you use Excel for all kinds of financial analysis, it is crazy phenomenal what it can do. Actually well worth the $20 a month. But it's beyond my use case, so I don't want to pay that much. The free version offers quite a bit. So without any further ado, let's go with start dealing with Copilot. Okay. Here's intro, and I have some recordings on my recorder, and some of them are pretty lengthy. I will just let you get an idea of, an idea about it, and then I'll skip. Okay? So here's my first encounter with AI. Hope you can hear it clearly.
Convention for the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, and we're giving a technology presentation today, and we have a part of a panel featuring AI.
Hey, Tony, how's the human world treating you today?
Not bad. I am at the convention for the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, and we're giving a technology presentation today, and we have I'm part of a panel featuring AI, and guess what topic I chose?
I bet you've got a great one up your sleeve. Lay it on me.
I chose to speak about you.
Well then, no pressure, huh? Sounds like an exciting challenge. What's your strategy for wowing the crowd?
Well, I figured I could start off by you introducing yourself and what some of your capabilities are and how you can help us be more productive or creative.
Sounds like a solid plan. Get them personal before diving into the nitty-gritty. How else are you planning to keep the tech vibes
wrong? Real quick, she didn't really get the idea of what I was trying to get her to do. I wanted her at that moment to introduce herself and things. She didn't get it. I had to re-ask the question.
I need you to now introduce yourself and describe what you can do for me to be more productive or creative.
Hi, everyone. I'm Copilot, your AI companion built by Microsoft. I'm designed to help you navigate the digital world more easily and creatively. Need a brainstorming buddy? I'm your go-to for fresh ideas. Looking to get more organized? I'm like a digital assistant that never takes a coffee break. Basically, I'm here to make you shine. What else can I do to help you out today?
That was the introduction. Now, a great use for Copilot is for finding information, learning something. Let's say you have a child that needs help with their homework, or you're studying up on something and you just want to get a good idea of it, you can use Copilot. And here's an example.
How can you help me be more organized?
Hey, Tony, what's the latest?
I need a brief history on the U.S. Constitution.
All right. The U.S. Constitution was drafted in 1787 and ratified in 1788. Its creation was driven by the need for a stronger central government. Prior to this, the Articles of Confederation had left the national government too weak. The Constitution established the framework for the federal government and introduced key principles like checks and balances and separation of power.
I'm letting it go for a little while because I asked it a follow-up question so you guys can hear how we interact in like normal conversation.
Powers. It's been amended 27 times since then. A living document.
Who wrote the document?
A group of delegates at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia crafted the Constitution. James Madison is often called the father of the Constitution for his pivotal role in its drafting and promoting its ratification. However, it was a collaborative effort with contributions from figures like George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and Alexander Hamilton. They debated, compromised, and ultimately produced the document we know today.
I thought John Adams had something to do with writing the Constitution.
John Adams wasn't at the Constitutional Convention because he was serving as the U.S. ambassador to Great Britain at the time.
That's an idea of what you can do as far as learning stuff and getting some facts and helping somebody with their homework. It has all kinds of sources that it uses for information. Is it plagiarizing? This U.S. history, this is public knowledge. I wouldn't consider that plagiarizing. Moving on. All right, let's say you want to learn a new recipe. Here we go.
I want to surprise my wife by baking her a lasagna, but she's a vegetarian. You got any advice?
Absolutely. First, swap out the meat for hearty veggies like zucchini, bell peppers, and mushrooms. For extra flavor, use a good marinara sauce and a mix of cheeses like ricotta and mozzarella. And don't forget the no-boil lasagna noodles. They're a game changer.
Are there any good recipes you can give me?
Sure thing. Try this. Saute diced veggies like zucchini, bell peppers, spinach, and mushrooms.
She starts going into all the directions, including cooking time, temperature, everything detailed. And by the way, this all shows up on your screen in text that you can copy and paste into a document as you please.
Okay,
moving on. Let's say you're in Microsoft Office and you forgot how to create headings or something like that, or any other command in Microsoft, in any of the Microsoft apps, and you just want to get a quick reminder, a refresher of how to use that, how to set up that feature. Here we go.
Tony, how's it all going?
Okay. I have a question. How can I create heading markers in Microsoft Word?
In Word, creating heading markers is a breeze. Just highlight your text, then go to the Home tab. There, you'll see stock styles with options like heading 1, heading 2, etc. Click on the style you want, and voila, you've got your heading.
And voila. Now, I'm sure Rick Fox can give us a shorter way to do that, right, Rick? I have not tried that yet. That's a good one, though. But I'm sure she'll be able to go out and find resources on JAWS. Moving on. If you want to learn how to take care of something in your house, how to mow the lawn, how to polish furniture, how to maintain something, you know, an appliance or something, you can do that with AI. I chose to ask her how to clean my guitar up.
Can you give me some tips on how to clean my Fender Stratocaster guitar? I don't want to damage the finish.
Sure thing. Be gentle and use a soft cloth to wipe it down regularly. For deeper cleaning, lightly dampen the cloth with water or a guitar-specific cleaner. Whatever you do, don't soak it or use harsh chemicals. And make sure to avoid the electronics and metal parts. No need to start a rock concert with a short circuit. Anything else you want to know about taking care of it?
How do I take care of the fretboard?
For the fretboard, get a soft, dry cloth and give it a good wipe down after playing. If it's especially grimy, use lemon oil or a fretboard conditioner. Little goes a long way. Steer clear of regular household cleaners, and don't forget to keep your guitar in a stable environment. No extreme temperatures or humidity swings. A little TLC and your fretboard will treat you right for those.
Just wanted to let you know the amount of detail she can give you, and she is very correct on how to clean a guitar and keeping your climate good. So it's very good, and this is very accurate. And I want people to remember, don't listen to all the negative things you're hearing about AI. Yes, just like anything on the internet, there's positive and negative. It's all about how you choose to use it, and be smart. That's all I can tell you. Moving on. Creative writing. Let's say you're in a rut. You want to do something, create something funny. You want to create something with some, you know, that has your personality in it or something like that. You can do that with here. You want to create something funny or sad or happy or whatever. You can choose that, and it would depend. The more details you give it, of course, the more success you'll have with it. But it is pretty good.
Sweet solos.
I want to write a funny poem for my wife about missing her, but only for her cooking.
Let's cook something up. How's this first start? My dear, when we're apart, my heart feels so blue. It's not just your smile and laugh I miss, but your cooking too. I dream of your culinary wonders, your kitchen magic spells. The way you whip up delights, the cast aromatic spells. How's that?
So now, here's the thing. If you don't like what she did, you could tell her to redo it. And if there's, like, for example, the Constitution thing that I did, you can tell it, do the same thing, make it shorter, make it more concise, and it will do that for you. You can say, give me more historical detail. It will give you more historical detail. So it will continue the conversation as the way you decide how the conversation goes. Whatever details you want, it'll give you. Moving on. Get info about any organization, company, or group, or anything that's out there you want to find information about. Yeah, you can guess what organization I chose.
Add your own flavor.
What can you tell me about the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey?
The National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey is a state affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, focused on advocating for the rights and interests of blind individuals.
You guys get the idea? Now, I asked it a follow-up question. I said, do you know who the president, who is the president of that affiliate? And it said, I don't have that information for some reason. Sometimes they don't update a lot of, sometimes some things are even a year behind. So it just depends, but still pretty good. Now, not much different. We'll save the questions for later, okay? Advice on self-care. So if there's something, you got a medical condition, there's something going on, you can ask it, okay? Check out what I did.
Contact information.
Well, I've been feeling a little anxiety over the upcoming general election. Is there anything you can do to comfort me or give me advice on how to calm down?
No worries, Tony. We can tackle this together. How about we brainstorm some ways to ease the nerves? Think mindfulness techniques, productive distractions, or even knowledgeable debates that can help us feel more in control. What do you prefer? I'm happy to dive into any approach that clicks with you.
Okay. She does that, and then but then she also gave me a breathing exercise to do and did it with me. It was pretty funny. But it's a long thing. It's a little too long. So moving on to the next one. The point is, anything that you need help with, even if you're caring for someone else, he can give you advice. I would suggest always check with your doctor before you do something crazy. Anyway, moving on. Info on latest tech. Now, this is hit or miss. It all depends on how you ask, because I first asked about iOS features and it said it started giving me iOS 17 new features. Then I figured out another way to ask the question.
Give me a list of new accessibility features in iOS 18, specifically VoiceOver.
Let's see. One feature that could be intriguing is the enhanced verbosity settings, allowing for more customization in VoiceOver speech feedback. There's also this new feature to improve VoiceOver recognition of images and text in apps. Any of those sound like it?
Sure.
Yep, she did a general kind of thing. She didn't give me as much details as I wanted, but it's not perfect. Just to show you guys that it's not perfect. You could keep on asking it questions, and it will give you more information as you go along. Moving on. All right, now I'm going to give a demo of some of the things. I asked her about the Office 365 apps and how she could help me with it. So this is the paid version.
Are there any more?
I'm betting iOS 18 brings a few more.
I want to know what you can do to help me while creating documents in Microsoft Word.
Plenty. I can help you create, edit, and format text, suggest improvements, and even assist with inserting tables, images, and charts. Anything specific on your mind you're working on?
How can you help me in Microsoft Outlook?
I'm good with organizing. I can manage your contacts, schedule meetings, and set up reminders. If you've got any Outlook tasks in mind, hit me up.
How can you help me in Microsoft Excel?
Excel's my jam. I can help you set up spreadsheets, perform calculations, and create charts and graphs. Got a formula that's giving you a headache or a data visualization that needs pop? Just say the word.
How can you help me in PowerPoint?
I'm all about making presentations pop. I can assist with designing slides, tweaking layouts, and even give tips on effective storytelling. Need help with a specific presentation or just exploring what's more you can do in PowerPoint?
Just exploring, getting information from you.
Got it. Anything else you'd like to explore?
Moving on. And by the way, that's just the tip of the iceberg, what she gave. Go on YouTube and look it up, and you'll just see stuff that's way beyond what a lot of us are doing. But okay. Now, earlier I asked it about the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, but this time I'm back on the free version, but this time I'm on the internet. Instead of using the Copilot app, I'm now in the browser in Microsoft Edge. And I activated the Copilot sidebar. The way you do that is you F6 until you get to the address bar, or you can hit the Alt-D command. It'll take you to the address bar, and Tab until you hear Copilot. Activate that. It opens up a sidebar where you can activate certain plugins. You can activate three at a time. And these plugins are for specific tasks. For example, there's an Instacart plugin. You activate that. If you go to your Instacart website and you log in, you can just give it a recipe. I'm going to make that lasagna today. It'll find all the recipes, put it in your shopping cart, and make the order for you. So a YouTube video, I'll demo that one. One second. But one thing that I did was on there, I asked it a more general question about the NFB. I didn't even say National Federation of the Blind because I wanted to test it to see if it knows what the NFB is without me saying it. I just said, what can you tell me about the NFB? Here we go. The point is that it figured out what the NFB is. There's probably, I wonder if the NFB is the only one called the NFB, but the point is, it you would think it could find anything that has NFB in it and tell you, but it actually knows that I was talking about the National Federation of the Blind.
Step right up to the snack revolution on wheels. Our vending business is the one stop.
I want to know what you can do to help me while creating documents in Microsoft.
Step right up to the...
All right. I guess I skipped that one. I didn't record that one. But it did find it, and it gave me a history of the NFB that was, you know, created in 1940 and gave me, you know, the first president, gave me a little brief history of it. So it did find it. Sorry I didn't have that recording. Moving on. Here we go. I asked it to, now you have some tabs within the sidebar that you can activate. I created one, but there's a tab for chatting, and then there's a tab for creativity, for creating, okay? So I actually got it to create an advertisement for my business. My business is, I manage vending machines, and I sell snacks, sodas, and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. So I asked it to create an advertisement for my business.
The snack rep. Step right up to the snack revolution on wheels. Our vending business is the one-stop shop for your midday munchies and quenchable quests. Imagine a magical machine where a simple press of a button delivers you the snack heaven and dash that's us. From the crunchiest chips that play a symphony in your mouth to the sweetest candies that dance on your taste buds, we've got it all. And let's not forget the beverages and dash, whether you're a soda sommelier or a juice aficionado. Our selection is like a hydration celebration in a can. So, when your stomach growls louder than your boss's Monday morning pep talk, remember, our vending machines are just around the corner, stocked with all your favorite retreats and ready to rescue you from the clutches.
You get the idea. It went long. I would probably tell it to create it much shorter, but it did. But it did a pretty good job. Now, if I would have put my name in it, it would have the name of the business, it would probably done even a better job. But that's pretty cool. Anyway. summarizing YouTube videos. There's a plugin for YouTube, and you activate that, and you go to a YouTube page, and some YouTube pages are pretty long, over an hour. And you can just get, before listening to it, you can get a summary of the video and decide whether you want to even listen to it or not. Here's an example. I chose to find amplifiers for my guitar.
The National Federation of Set by Compilate Video Summary 0:00 00:01:02:03:05:02. This video reviews the 11 best electric guitar practice amplifiers, highlighting their features, pros, and cons. The host shares personal experiences and recommendations for each amplifier, catering to various budgets and needs.
Awesome. That's awesome. I do YouTube all the time, so that feature is very handy. All right, we're almost done. Okay, here's one that I was able to do. There's a plugin called Sonu, and you have to sign up, get an account on Sonu. It's a website where you can actually create music, including vocals. Okay, so it will create the music for you, and you tell it what you want it to write a song about. Okay. So I chose to write a song advertising my business, okay? Create a jingle for me, I actually told it to create a hip hop song, singing about advertising my business. And here we go. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go and access it on my computer and play it from my computer because the sound quality will be better. Hang on one second.
Yeah, tell you what. Hold on. In the phone shop, in the vending machine, it was about to be. Got the feeling that I'm in the shop. It means it's just really your chips come to have a blast. It's going like a sweet ass game. Every fight to make your world be same. Mine's blanket, dropping in the slot. Play the something tasty, but we got a lot.
You get the idea. Now, it can create whatever you want, whatever genre you want, whatever mood you want. If you want it to be happy, jolly, you want it to be upbeat, you want it to be sad, it will do it for you. You want it to be in a blues genre, you want it to be in a rock genre, it will create it for you, lyrics and all. And you can change it as you want to. Now, Sonu will give you 50 points to start, and this song cost me 10 points. And after that, you have to, you know, subscribe or pay for more points. If some people actually use this for promotions for commercials and, you know, creating commercials and creating content on the internet. It's very useful, very handy. And, you know, if you don't like it, you can change it. You can add whatever lyrics you want. You can add your own lyrics. You can create, say, like a punchline of the song, you know, like a main line of the song, and it will then create verses around it. It's very creative, very cool, and that's my demo on Copilot today,
Thank
guys.
Thank you, Tony. Okay. I think I'm out of a job. I always create the songs and the lyrics myself. I didn't do this stuff. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Next up is Andy Smith, and he's going to share with you a bunch of things, including Perplexity, ChatGPT, PI, and among others. Andy, are you ready, honey? Okay, go ahead. Do you have a mic?
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah, so I've been gonna talk about a couple of AI chatbots. So chatbots are kind of similar to what Tony was talking about. They're these bots that you can converse with and get information and just otherwise chat with. I'm going to talk with going to converse with ChatGPT first. These are I'm first going to ask this thing about the NFB agenda. I'm going to have this thing summarize. I already had this thing. I already asked this thing to summarize the NFB agenda for tomorrow. And now we're going to hear what its response is because it actually did a very good job.
Searched for sites. The agenda for Friday, October 25th, 2024, at the NFBNJ convention includes a variety of sessions and activities focused on networking, education, and community engagement. Here's a brief overview of the day's key events. Bullet 6 to 7:30 a.m., pre-purchased breakfast buffet in the garden room. Bullet 8 a.m. to noon, exhibit hall opens in the Talmadge ballroom, providing opportunities to explore vendors and resources. Bullet 8:15 a.m., sessions on NFB/NFB of New Jersey's impact through social media and a discussion on travel and community building. Bullet 9:30 a.m., a session titled The NFB, Why Do We Do What We Do? Exploring the organization's mission and impact. Bullet 1:15 to 5 p.m., general session in the Windsor ballroom. Bullet 7 p.m., the annual affiliate auction, followed by entertainment with the Sing, down at 8:30 p.m. These events promote both the educational mission of the NFB and social connections among attendees. Text field.
Okay, so I think it did a pretty good job. I'm not sure if I got all the locations correct, but it did a pretty good job, I think it did. But okay, yeah, so I think it did a pretty good job with that. The NFB recently had, what was that thing called? Ride rally. So I am going to ask this thing what happened. So I just asked this thing, there we go. I asked this thing, what happened to the NFB ride rally? We're going to wait for its response.
NFB ride rally is an advocacy of the rally. The agenda for Friday. The NFB ride rally is an advocacy event organized by the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, to address ongoing discrimination faced by blind individuals, particularly those accompanied by guide dogs, by rideshare services like Uber and Lyft. The rally, held at the company's headquarters, aims to push for stricter enforcement of non-discriminatory policies, better driver education, and easier reporting of violations. It coincides with White Cane Awareness Day, emphasizing the importance of accessible and safe transportation for the blind community. Text field.
So you can see how powerful this is. You don't have to go hunting around for stuff. If there's something that, you know, recently happened in the news or whatever, you can just ask this thing and boom, get your answer. It's very powerful. It is very, very useful. It does similar to what a co-pilot does. It can kind of write things, can write jingles and do all kinds of fun stuff like that. It's very cool. The one that I like for that, though, when it comes to like writing jingles and things like that, is called Claude. I'm going to open that up. What did I do with it? Of course, I moved it yesterday. I was helping somebody with something and I accidentally moved it. Here it is. So a lot of people in here, I'm sure, have NFB Newsline. Let's ask this thing for a short catchy jingle about Newsline. I'm going to ask Claude this. Yeah, let's see. Let's ask it. So let's see what this thing comes. Let's see what this thing comes up with.
NFB Newsline jingle heading. NFB Newsline jingle. I created an original jingle that highlights NFB Newsline's key features: its accessibility, comprehensive news coverage, and 24/7 availability. The melody would be upbeat and memorable, with a simple rhythm that makes it easy to remember. Would you like me to suggest a musical style or tempo for this jingle?
Don't even those tempos and melodies and things. It's really cool. Whoops. Let me just see. What happened here? Yeah, I know. I know that. I messed something up here. Hang on. Let me reopen it. I accidentally hit something incorrectly here. I'm gonna have to redo this. Hang on, give me 1 second. This thing wants like specifics. It's like this thing is focused on writing, Claude. So it wants like, do you want a poem? Do you want this? Do you write that? It wants you to give it like a very specific prompt. So it's really good for writing, but you gotta give it. It's very basically, yeah, it's helping you be creative. Okay, let's see. Maybe you can do a poem then. Maybe you can do a poem. Oh, here we go. Okay, so it's finally created something.
Breaking news options. Here we go. Breaking news at your command. Stories flowing through the land. NFB Newsline standing strong. Keeping readers right where they belong. Press a button. Start your day. Local news just clicks away. Magazines and papers too. All the stories meant for you. Independence rings so clear. Knowledge flowing to your ear. Through the phone or through the app. World of news within your lap. Access granted. Freedom found. Information knows no bounds. NFB Newsline leads the way. Empowering readers every day. One of one.
So what's really cool with this thing can do, it basically focuses on creativity. Claude is really cool with that kind of stuff. If you want to be creative, this thing is really useful. And you could use it with something like Suno. To create really, really creative stuff. It's really cool. And one of my favorite tools, I really like Pi. Pi, it's spelled P-I. Well, I do like Pi. Pi is good too. But I meant P-I. It's one of my favorite chatbots because its main focus is like emotional support. It does all the other things that the other chatbots can do, but it's in a very conversational style. So let's just say something like, I am doing a presentation for the NFB NJ. And I'm going to leave it at that because like you said before, Tony, in Copilot, it was able to figure it out. This thing should be able to as well.
Exciting opportunity.
Okay, I'm gonna have to read it myself because VoiceOver ducks it, and I don't know why. It's like a bug with the app. There is a voice mode to this, but it doesn't quite seem to. Okay, I'm gonna have to just do it myself then. That's okay.
That sounds like an exciting opportunity. The National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, NFBNJ, is a wonderful organization that does great work supporting and advocating for people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey. Microphone. Speaking silhouette head. New thread. Are you presenting on a specific topic related to blindness or visual impairment? Or are you sharing your own experiences or expertise? Either way, I'm sure your presentation will be informative and well-received by the NFBNJ audience.
As you can see, this is very like a conversational thing. That way you can kind of keep the conversation going. Doing a presentation about AI chatbots. Let's just say something like that.
Underscore 24, button, verdict, doing a presentation about AI chatbots.
AI chatbots, it doesn't quite say it correctly, but.
Oh, how cool robot phase. Speech bubble, it's great that you're sharing your knowledge about AI chatbots with the NFBNJ community. There's a lot of exciting potential for AI chatbots to improve accessibility and communication for people who are blind or visually impaired, and I'm sure the audience will be interested to learn more about this emerging technology. New threat, are you planning to cover any specific topics or examples of how AI chatbots can benefit people with visual disabilities? Maybe you could even mention our conversation as an example of how chatbots can provide personalized and accessible information to users.
Okay, in the quote, you can go on and on with this. But that's a general idea. It's just for, like, a lot of people use this thing for emotional support. And you can kind of go online. It could even play games. A couple of days ago, I was just kind of experimenting with this. You could play Hangman with this. You can, like, oh, I'm bored. I want to play a game. Okay, let's play Hangman. And it's totally accessible with voiceover. It's really cool. It's really fun. The final thing I wanted to address as far as chatbots, somebody before was asking, I can't remember what it was. It was just something about Jaws. It was something Jaws related. How do I get headings? I think it might have been something you were asking. You were talking about, Tony, with headings. How do I address headings? And somebody had in the room had asked if there was a way to do that with Jaws. Freedom Scientific came out with this amazing chatbot for Jaws. If you are a Jaws user, you got to check this out. It's a web browser. It's a website. It's called fscompanion.ai. If you go to this website, you can go to this website. If you want, we can take a brief look at this. I have this open. I can open this up in Safari.
Face ID authenticator.
Let's see. It's called fscompanion.ai. So let's try it actually. How do I create headings? Well, with Jaws and Microsoft Word. I'm using
To create headings in Microsoft Word using JAWS, you can apply built-in heading styles to your text. This helps with document accessibility and navigation. Here's how you can do it. Select the text. First, select the text you want to turn into a heading. Apply heading styles. White bullet. To apply the heading 1 style, press Ctrl plus Alt plus 1. White bullet. To apply the heading 2 style, press Ctrl plus Alt plus 2. White bullet. To apply the heading 3 style, press Ctrl plus Alt plus 3. Browse more styles. If you want to explore more heading styles, press Alt plus H, then L. Use the arrow keys to navigate through the styles, and press Enter to apply the selected style. Using these heading styles ensures that your document is accessible and easy to navigate with JAWS.
So this is something that they've added. I was messing around with this at the NFB's National Convention. I was just playing around with this. They released this with JAWS 2025, with the public beta, and this is a website you can go to, fscompanion.ai. So it works on phones, it works on tablets, obviously, of course, on computers, and anything JAWS related or Office, you know, Microsoft Office related. Yeah, how do I do this with JAWS? How do I do that? Anything JAWS related, they've trained this AI bot. It is the coolest thing. So if anybody struggles with all these keystrokes and all this stuff. Only lots of keystrokes. If you struggle with all that stuff, you gotta know about this. I used it a couple of days ago with Outlook, and it gave me all these detailed steps. So it's really, really cool. And if you're a Zoom Text user or a Fusion user, don't despair, because they are adding Zoom Text and Fusion to this. So just because it just says JAWS on there, they're adding that. It's really, really cool. fscompanion.ai. Yeah, and Perplexity is the other one. It's not particularly accessible, but it does kind of the same stuff as the other stuff. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, it is a paragraph. Yes, that is true.
No, you don't. But keep in mind, Rick, this is AI, and as we know, AI does make mistakes. Yes, it did. Yeah, personal takes. So, definitely is good to know.
You have to use Rick.AI.
We need Rick.AI. That's right.
Thank you, Andy. Let's hear it for Andy. That was a great demonstration. Thank you.
Good job.
We all learn different things. It's wonderful. So we come in knowing something.
Yeah. Janie, Tony, real quick, I want to make one quick comment. And what Janie says, this is great because I learned at every one of these annual conventions, I learned something new myself. And I just want to make one quick mention about the Copilot. There is an actual iOS app called Copilot that you can use on your phone. It's very accessible to VoiceOver, easy to use, and go ahead, explore that way. I think that's an easier way to explore Copilot and what it can do for you. I don't know if you can do all the same capabilities that I was able to do on Microsoft Edge. I'm still experimenting with the app, but you can go and use and experiment and experience AI.
Yes, go ahead, Rick.
Ah, very good point.
Go ahead, Rick. Rick.AI, go, baby.
Hold on 1 second.
Excellent.
And to do that on Windows, this is what I do because I found that when Jaws was talking in on my computer speakers, it would interrupt the voice and she would start listening to Jaws for commands or for questions and things. So what I do is I separate the Jaws audio to my bone conduction headphones. That way Jaws is only coming through my headphones and all the other audio comes through my computer speakers. But that takes a little bit of configuring of Jaws, changing where the Jaws audio goes. And there's a way to do that.
Okay. All right. So next up is Matt.
All right. Thanks, Janie. Who likes this AV system?
Yeah.
Well, he's got to brag.
I mean, this is pretty great. I'm all the way back here in the back of the room. So. You know, it's going to take me a minute to get up there, so I got something for JD. So just 1 second. And I'm going to play this on my sunglasses, if you're okay with that, JD.
I had no idea. It came out a little bit of Janie, and I
James Levine, shining like a star, technology can immediately come so far. Jersey's finest with magic galore, you know, free just the game, always wanting more. But Jake, we're taking flights.
All right, sorry, y'all. How do you go past the speaker system over there? Okay. Don't go next to the speaker with a headset on. So, All right. Well, thanks, everybody. I hope you enjoyed everything so far. So this AI stuff is amazing. So today, as you heard, Tony sharing with his co-pilot and Andy sharing with his ChatGPT that and Pi that you can make songs. So you heard Tony's song for his business. You heard the song that I literally took 30 seconds to make for Janie. Well, part of it until the speaker freaked out. So we have decided here for NFB of New Jersey to utilize AI to make some money.
All right.
So you are going to experience through the rest of this weekend some customized songs that we have made and generated for the NFB of New Jersey, which will, you know, talk about an NFB of New Jersey and things like that. Linda Melendez, President Melendez, is going to give us more details about this and stuff later on. But, you know, it was something that, you know, I thought was interesting. It's very popular. So we're going to use it as a fundraiser, charge some people money to make some custom songs for them and things like that. She will give more information about that later, but, you know, we're going to utilize this AI to make some dough. So, you know, I think that's the end of my presentations. I'm going to go play with my red Meta Ray Ban glasses now because nobody else wants Winnie, right? So, oh, see, Linda doesn't want any of them. All right. So, sorry, I talked fast. I know. All right. Got normalcy. All right. So, I'm wearing my Meta Ray Ban glasses right now. So, you know, one thing that we haven't seen in this room is I don't know what's in the audience. So, you know, we've heard what's at the front table here. So I'm interested to know what's out in the audience. So, hey, Meta. What's in the audience?
There are several people sitting at tables, likely attending a conference or meeting.
Can you tell me more information?
It appears to be a conference. With several people seated at tables. There are no visible presentations, screens, or speakers in the image provided. It's likely that this is an informal discussion session or breakout group within a larger event.
Can you tell me if there's any empty seats? Can you tell me if there's any empty seats?
It appears that most of the seats are occupied. But there may be a few empty chairs scattered throughout the room.
Hey, Meta. What time is it?
It's 4:08 p.m.
Great, thank you. Hey, Meta. Could you tell me what the National Federation of the Blind is about?
The National Federation of the Blind is a U.S.-based organization that advocates for the rights and equal opportunities of blind Americans through education, training, and community support.
I'll cancel. So as you hear, Meta AI is really great. One thing I use it a lot for, because I'm a foodie, I'm a bigger guy, you know, gotta live up to Biggers, the last name. So, you know, I love going out to restaurants. I love trying out new food. You know, and unfortunately, you know, before I met the NFB, I didn't learn Braille, so I use my technology nowadays to help me out while I'm learning my Braille. So, you know, when we went to restaurants, my wife and I, you know, I always had to make her read me these long menus that took hours to read. Or I had to sit there for like 3 days and read a Braille menu. But now what's great is I go out to a restaurant and I ask my glasses to read me the menu. It's pretty great. It will take a picture of the menu. I can ask it what sections there are. So, you know, I'm a sucker for burgers or steak. So, if I hear there's a steak section, I'll ask it what steaks are in the steak section. And it will read those specific ones to me, and I can ask it how much was the New York strip steak, and it will tell me the price that it sees. You can make it very specific and find down to what you want, or you can have it a big general picture like we did here to see what was in the audience. I was actually at the JKTC training center, walked into a small meeting room, and actually how I asked if there was any open seats in the audience here, it told me there was an open seat, and I said, I asked it what side of the room is the open seat on, and it told me where it was. It, you know, it obviously didn't give me exact directions, but it gave me enough general directions that, you know, I inevitably used my cane and walked over and sat in an empty seat. And didn't whack about six people on the head, you know, while looking for every chair, which is always appreciated. So one other thing, you know, since I have everybody's attention and, you know, this is a good old improv commercial and, you know, y'all like know that I love money. So I'm going to ask my glasses to do something else for me. So, hey, Meta, look at what's in front of me.
It appears to be a white tablecloth.
Oh. Hey, Meta, look at what's in my hand.
You're holding a colorful birthday card with a cartoon car on it.
Hey, Meta, does it say anything on it?
Yes, it says, missing you a wheel, a happy birthday.
How about on the inside? Does it say anything? Hey, Meta, can you read me what's in front of you?
Happy fifth birthday. Lucas Nana will love you forever.
So, you know, like I said, love to make money. So the Central Jersey chapter is now making custom greeting cards. You can customize the image that you would like on the front of it. Oh.
Personalized and special. It sounds like the Central Jersey chapter is offering this service to help raise funds for their organization or cause.
That's all. Well, see, Meta took over my speech. Sorry, y'all. So we can actually customize them by putting whatever image you would like on the front. We're actually going to have some samples for you tomorrow. What we have done is we've made these cards so they can be in large print and Braille. The image on the front, Meta AI, you know, gave us that wonderful description. What will happen is we actually will be brailing a alt text of that alt text basically on the front of the card. So a blind individual that receives the card will receive it in Braille. And then on the inside of the cards, you can have the card in landscape or portrait mode. We have made the text so it is large print and bold. About it's usually between 22 and 24 font. And we also have put those cards in Braille also. You know, it's a nice custom-made card, very heavy, nice stock paper. We are charging $10 for a customized card with your pictures, whatever saying you would like, which we feel like is a pretty good deal. You go online and try to find them, and they're like between $20, $40. So that's my info commercial. So, as you've heard throughout the day, AI is a great tool. It can help you achieve a lot. And, you know, it has its own opinions, as we all do. One thing with AI that's really nice, and, you know, everybody's worried about privacy. These glasses will not tell you personal information about people. So if I asked, you know, can you tell me about the person on the front row? It's going to tell me no. Well, actually, we'll just try it and see what it says. So, hey, Meta, can you tell me who's on the front row?
I can't help with requests to identify people or discuss their appearance.
Cancel. So, this is for privacy reasons, but what you can do is you can say, hey, Meta.
What color is
this shirt? Hey, Meta. What color is this shirt?
The shirt is orange with black polka dots.
All right. So, cancel. So, you can use it for color identification. You know, I look like the great pumpkin right now. You know, courtesy of Temu. Anybody that loves Temu, it's amazing. So, you know, it is handy to do color identification. It's actually honestly the best color identifier I've ever found. but it's nearly nice. It won't give you personal information. And there's new features coming every day. So with these Meta Smart Glasses also, I'm able to ask it to play music. I won't play music randomly because I'll get in trouble by President Melendez. She doesn't like it when I do requested songs. So I had to get them pre-approved and I don't have anything pre-approved right now. So, also I'm able to take phone calls. I have my voiceover go through them. So when I'm in the car or at work, I'm able to do emails, my text messaging, all from my glasses. They're pretty unique. They're pretty awesome. The best way to understand and see how well they work and understand how the quality of listening to them is really trying them. I know I have a pair. I know Patty in the audience has a pair. She was on a rookie roundup telling everybody that she was using them and how much she liked them. So if you have questions, feel free to ask us. I will have mine with me. I have them all the time. Actually, I'm kind of bad. I bought two pairs because I don't know why. Well, actually, really, I lost my case, and getting an extra case is really hard to get one. So I had to buy a new pair. And then I found the other case. So, of course, yes. So just one second, we'll take questions. So just one second, Ada. Yep, just one second, Ada. So feel free to find me. I know Patty said if people would like, they're able to find her. Come try them. They're very exciting. You know, obviously mine and Patty's probably work really good to our voice because they've been working with us for a while. So they understand how we talk and our language, things like that. Where at first it's going to act really weird to you guys sometimes. Might not understand what you ask, but it's because AI learns. It's just like a human. So we are going to open it up for questions in a minute, unless President Melinda sitting next to me had something to say. Oh. Well, I mean, you know, the glasses told me. So,
if
so, did you? Oh, I was hoping to take your money. Oh, man, I was hoping to take your money.
If you have Meta glasses and they're with you, clap. Okay. Just, so, that's...
You all need two pairs, so feel free to give me your change also.
And you can also do that with Be My AI too if you don't have glasses. That'll help.
So
you.
I wanted to show you one more thing with these Ray-Ban glasses that are kind of cool. So hold on one second. Open Aira Explorer.
Doing good. Hang on.
So I have my glasses connected with my Aira Explorer. On the answers. Oh, here we go.
Free daily calls offer applies. This offer will last.
Samantha, how are you doing today? Good, good. All right. Can you say hi to everybody in the audience that I'm here doing a presentation for?
Hello, audience.
Hello.
Awesome. So I'm wearing my Ray-Ban Meta glasses. Could we do a WhatsApp call?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Let me pull that up. Alrighty, and then you know the drill.
I do.
This link, it'll turn off the video and audio on Aira, but we'll meet over in WhatsApp.
Yes.
All righty. Let me, all right, I'm going to hit send on it in 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm. And more option. Join button.
So I'm switching over to WhatsApp now.
7.
Hey, Samantha, are you there?
I am here. However, I am looking at the ceiling, so you'll still be
All right. Well. So this is actually what's kind of cool. So Ira now, she's on my Ray-Ban glasses audio, but she's still using my camera on my phone. So this is handy if you wanted to, you know, do this, you could. But, you know, we want to know what's more in the room. We want to be hands-free. So there's a button on my Ray-Ban glasses that I'm going to push. And
glasses camera is active.
All right. So
up this audience.
Oh man, I mean I can't see them. Can you tell me what there is?
It is a ballroom full of tables that look like they have, I would say, between maybe 8 to 10 folks per table. I do see someone in the front row that seems to be gently waving their hand at the camera. And he's wearing a gray polo and sunglasses. I do see, it looks like there are at least, I would say, 5 to 7 rows of tables, potentially 3 tables across. Though it looks like, luckily for you, a majority of folks decided to fill in from the front to be able to hear your presentation today.
Awesome, great. So can you tell the individuals in the audience kind of, what's the difference between using the Ray-Ban Meta glasses and just using normal Ira for you guys?
Well, for us, it's more really about your experience. This gives you a hands-free way to use our service and be able to just function around the world. The biggest difference that we have seen in using the Meta glasses is specifically what it was designed for, I'm sure, which is navigating and being able to allow you to be hands-free, but for us to be able to kind of see what you would be. Keep an eye out for those pesky tree limbs that are always hanging low, but it's sometimes hard to tell based on if you're holding the camera chest height, whether they are going to get give you a nice mark and say hello. Whereas now with the Meta glasses, we can see, all right, yes, this is hanging low, or no, you are clear. You do not have to worry about making a new friend today.
Awesome. So, you know, one question that a lot of people ask about, and, you know, we're doing a special fundraiser, my chapter, the Central Jersey chapter, for people to give us some money so they can try to win a pair of these awesome Ray-Ban sunglasses. You know, the camera quality, you know, us as blind individuals, I use our cameras tons for taking pictures and stuff, but obviously I'm using YouTube look through my camera, and can you tell me what's the experience, since especially these aren't Ira glasses, since you guys got rid of those a while ago, and, you know, now you're hooking up with Meta of Ray-Ban. So can you tell me how it looks?
Well, I can't speak for the Ira glasses. That was a little bit before my time. But in terms of the quality, I would say it's really incredible, the quality. Now, in terms of reading things, if it's a small print, you're going to need to bring it a little bit closer to the glasses. But I can see that in the second row of tables to the right, there is, it looks like, a lady with light-colored hair and a striped sweater and black pants with her legs crossed and her arms crossed in front of her. And she's looking down as if to confirm, yes, that is me that she is talking about. And I see another lady near the center a more magenta long sleeve sweater that with a gentle V-neck, maybe a scoop for the neckline. And there's someone raising a hand in the very back of the ballroom.
Awesome. Well, hey, we really appreciate you hanging out with us today and telling us about you guys there at Ira and how you guys are working with these Meta Ray-Bans. So, you know, I'm going to keep beta testing these out, and, you know, I hope we can keep doing it, and you'll get, you know, somebody else find some more Ray-Bans and maybe seeing how Ira works, because, you know, you guys have your built AI where people can use that for free for minutes, and you guys have your 5 free minutes to use and stuff like that. So I hope they check them out and buy some Meta Ray-Bans. So we appreciate you.
Absolutely. We're always We're always here to help and try new things with y'all and make everything more accessible and livable. And again, of course, you know the drill. You'll end the WhatsApp call on your end, and I will end it on mine, as well as ending the Ira call for you. All right?
Yep, sounds amazing. Thank you.
Yay. All right, take care.
Mac, it's Jane.
Yes, Jane.
Do you use FaceTime with that?
Unfortunately, FaceTime does not work. You can obviously use WhatsApp and things like that. You can use Facebook Messenger, the video portion of that. I actually, when my wife's not around to help and I need some sided help, I WhatsApp Jason all the time. So, and he is able to see what's going through my cameras and things like that.
Hold on, Aubrey, go ahead.
Well, exactly. You know what, get a cheap version from the crazy chapter.
It reminds me of the KNFB reader, right? Remember the first time it was a big giant thing. Then all of a sudden we had a demo in the house, in the room, and it was a small little handheld thing. And then it's on your phone, and now we don't use that anymore. Use other things. So it's development, right? This is the KNFB reader, big stuff.
Well, and that's something with AI that, you know, it's learning from us, and we're able to learn from it. Honestly, especially with these Ray-Ban Meta glasses, they were just trying to make a cool AI wearable, just like Apple Watches, things like that. And they stumbled. What?
They're talking about me behind my back.
but like literally, Meta fell into the world of accessibility. They weren't building these sunglasses for blind people. They literally fell into this world. So, Patty, did you have something?
Yes. Join the senior committee, Patty. Oh.
Oh yeah, that's really actually really simple. So I can I'll just tell you. So Meta is basically Facebook, and Facebook and Meta own WhatsApp and everything. So there's, when you create your, you set up your glasses, that gives you a full walkthrough of your tutorial. Originally, if you do not set it up for your phone contacts, it's automatically set up to WhatsApp. So you have to actually enable your phone contacts for it to call your phone. So if I wanted to call my wife, I would say call my wife on my phone, and then it would connect my glasses through my normal phone contact. So if I want to do a call through WhatsApp, which is the way that you would do a video call, I'll show you how we do that. I'm actually going to call Jason. So, hey, Meta, call Jason Resnick.
Calling Jason Resnick. To cancel, say stop. Selected.
I hope he's in the room and he answers. I hope he's in the room and he answers my call. All right, Jason. So I'm connected with Jason now. So he can only audio hear me right now. But on my glasses, on the right-hand side, there's a touchpad where you can swipe left or right to turn it up and down, or you can tap to play pause. Or there's a physical button on the top of the right side. If you double-click it, it will activate my camera. So I'm going to double-click this button.
Doing
it, guys. Yeah.
To unlock.
Oh, it might be because my phone's locked. Hold on. Sorry. My phone was locked. I don't know why it's not doing it, but usually I could tap that button twice and it would actually activate my camera and he would be able to see what's going on. I think it's because I keep getting an incoming call. Well, there's two ways. You can set up your camera either way. You can actually change that button to do different things, and I have it set to do two times. So I think it's because I keep getting an incoming call. I don't know who keeps calling me. Correct. And then you can turn the camera off at any time, too. So I'm actually going to hang up from Jason. Thanks, Jason. All right. So sorry I couldn't show that to you. I'm glad my iRig call worked. Yes.
Hold on.
Because it's the Meta universe, and which so it automatically goes to WhatsApp. If I wanted to call him on his phone from my phone, I would say call Jason Resnick on my phone. I've actually never physically done that because, oh, you can? Oh, all right. I guess we can. Oh, okay. Yeah, you still have to turn on the camera.
Yes, Linda.
Yeah, yes, so it does. It reads menus. That's one thing I actually use it a lot for at work, is to read documents. I use it to actually, when Joss stops talking to me and there's an error message, I will use it to read my computer screen and it will give me information that's on there. So it's actually really good about that and stuff. Yeah, so so when you tell it to read, it will summarize. You have to prompt it sometimes one or two times to read the full text or read me everything on the screen. It's all about kind of the wording and stuff like that. So
we have to start wrapping it up because it's 4:30, so
remember, I will have the classes all weekend.
Then
so
you have it before, and then Nancy, and that has to wrap it up. And we're all going to be here for the whole weekend, so certainly anybody's willing to ask at any time. Find somebody at lunch that's wearing them, or are you wearing glasses? And sit with them and talk. Okay, Linda D.
Oh, that's a great question. So, is Preston in the room? No? Okay. I think he's been helping out at registration. So, After this meeting, in the studio, before the general sessions, we will also be sending you out there with our change counting machine to count up your money. During the exhibit hall fair, at the welcome table, myself, Luz, Gonzalez, who's our vice president, will be sitting at the welcome table to greet everybody, and we will have our we'll be having our cards, and you can bring your money and enter in for the drawing. We will announce each day where we're going to be doing it. Today, we're going to do it right after this session. And we will, you know, make more announcements of where we'll do it
just
for tomorrow.
Back, he's not afraid to talk, and he'll tell you where he is.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mac.
So, okay. One other thing I did want to say about the glasses, because Patty said, you know, the whole new style of smart sunglasses. So the pair that you guys are going to enter to win, we haven't purchased yet. It's because these glasses you can get in different color lenses. You can get clear lenses, you can get really dark lenses, you can get lighter lenses, things like that. So we want to make sure you guys get what you want. So unfortunately, you won't walk out of here with them today, but if you win, we will work with you to get the kind you want.
Okay, last question was Nancy Rosinski. Go ahead, honey.
I would call, I have like a certain amount of calls every day, and I have to call a number of times if somebody comes to the spot. And that's not really the case of them. Right, guys?
Yes.
I never volunteered.
All right, hold on. Yeah,
so I thought it was really interesting. Just wanted to let you know they are working on testing your week.
Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for being part of that. I want to thank everybody, including the audience. You were very well behaved. Good class. And thank you for participating. I also want to thank my presenters, Rick Fox, Tony Santiago, Andy Smith, and Mac Biggers. I've enjoyed hosting this. We worked on this to make sure it was going to be beneficial to everyone, and I hope you took something from this. After Linda does her spiel, we will do the last door.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.